it's a big day today because it's Ada Lovelace Day. It's about women in technology. And even though we're hundreds of years on, it's still a difficult place for women to be.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I've been a woman in technology for, about 15 years now, in terms of like being a public woman in technology, writing about it, talking about it. And yeah, you know what's really interesting, though? At yesterday's Dana Center talk, because you were here as part of a festival, and a festival that I curated, so thank you very much for coming. At yesterday's talk, we talked about personal privacy online, and we talked about web censorship. And it was a panel discussion, and three of the four people on stage were women, and we were all talking about technology, and the three women are all publishing books about technology. So while I think that, yes, it is still a tough place for women to be, there's a lot of advances being made in this space. A lot of advances being made with women, shall I say, of a certain age, who've been growing up with technology for the past decade and being involved in technology for the past decade. There's definitely a place for us.
So where do the challenges lie? Because I think if you look at, I think, numbers in computer science, it's still not great, is it?
Definitely in education. I've done quite a lot of research about when it is that women stop using tech. And it is, women tend to be more advanced in terms of their marks in science and technology all the way up through high school in the US, and then they go to college and they stop. That to me is devastating. I think one of the reasons is because there aren't enough role models. It's hugely important. The thing I remember several years ago when I was involved with computer games, I went to a Women in Games conference, which sadly this year was canceled, which is a real shame. And one of the speakers was talking about this hugely popular web game that they were turning into a PlayStation game. And it was intended to be played by girls. And there were characters in the game, and you could be a different type of character, and this and that and the other. But the characters that were offered were fashion designer, mom, cook, teacher, very sort of gender-specific, very stereotypical. Not necessarily true, but, you know, some instances they're true. Very stereotypical gender roles. There was no option for scientist, politician, president, rocket, you know, engineer. There wasn't any option for that. There wasn't even a lab coat that one of these avatars could play with. And that game was targeted at, you know, between the ages of 8 and 14 years old. And that I think is one of the things that really feeds this dearth of women who are involved in technology.
But it's also about guys, isn't it? And the attitudes that we have and we present. I mean, I've been to the kind of the big commercial tech conferences, and once or twice there have been, women in tights and ostrich feathers in booths. I mean, you know, it's about guys changing their attitudes too.
I think it's about the industry changing its attitudes, but it does really depend, I think, upon the tech industry that you're in. There are certainly differences between, for example, the computer games industry versus the web industry versus the sort of really geeky, pulling things apart, making and breaking things industries. You go to car shows and you see women, you see booth babes, you know, in the latex and the spandex and the glitter, and it irritates me. But hey, it's part of the industry that we're in. I don't really know where I'm going with the answer. So
that's all right. The little time symbol is almost up.
Is
so
it?
I shall say thank you very much.
Oh no, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm literally comatose.